Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the Hagelon folk and their mystery submarines heading for battle in Antarctica. Good morning to the Grievous armies forming up on the western frontier. Good morning to the nuclear commanders in their fucking nuclear submarines carrying death missiles, carrying bombs to families. Good morning, Space Charlie. Good morning, Alien Fred. You saw the placard, buddy. You captured that pioneer dude. Don't be rude. You saw the naked lady on that pioneer probe we sent to space with directions. Naked man, naked lady. Ha ha ha. Looks like you're advertising for something, buddy. But not something you want. Something that you'll report later to a psychiatrist. Under deep hypnosis, they shoved an object up my butt. They shoved an object up my butt. The aliens are real. They gave me the secrets, but really, it's just their version of the takeout order menu for a restaurant in Galaxy Zebra 41Z. It is October the 24th. It is October the 24th, 2024, Bo Blimp Doc. It's a special day. There's two 24s there. There's at least one 10. It means you'll be my friend until the bitter end. It's around 5:21 a.m. on the Olympic Peninsula. And this is the official first chapter following the introduction of the book that I am working on right now, which in fact is a manifesto. To be more correct, is a Danifesto. Bo Blimp Doc, towards a new lurching. And yes, we're going to lurch. I'll lurch to work. I'm lurching today. But that's not the core subject, okay? This is chapter one. In Bo Blimp Doc, towards a new lurching, my Danifesto. Title, Bo Blimp Doc and the Boy's Life Hovercraft. So it begins. You can float on air. You can ride this car around your home. Around your school. You can eat gruel and grow up. You can eat gruel, but you don't have to be cruel. It floats on air, powered by a vacuum cleaner. It floats on air, powered by an electric motor. It floats on air, powered by your daddy's love. It floats on air because he's going to take you fishing. It floats on air because everything is A-okay. If it needed electric power or some type of magical sprite, they'd tell you all right. They'd tell you. They'd include those words. They'd tell you batteries not included. Amazing. In a Boy's Life magazine, they disclosed the truth of infinite energy. An infinite energy drive in an advertisement in the Boy's Life magazine. They'd include those words, the truth. Because aren't we going to be truthful, Mr. and Mrs. We won World War II? It lifts 200 pounds. This fucker lifts 200 pounds. Can you believe it? You will fly around all over town. Your woman will wear a gown to her wedding. The old men will frown. It's your Boy's Life fucking hovercraft. It's your key to future bliss. This one-time offer, so surprising, you don't dare miss. For plans and photos, send $4.95. For love and heroes, give us your coin. Your loins will flare. You'll kill a bear. Your daddy will swear never to take the Atari away, okay? Pitfall Pete, Pitfall Pete. Struggle so sweet in a jungle so wet. You can bet, motherfucker, good old Pete wished he had a hovercraft to beat bricks back home, to beat his meat. He wanted to fly over those gators. He wanted to fly over the scorpion. He was tired of swinging on whatever, swinging on jungle vine. He didn't have time. Time was running out. Why couldn't we give old Pitfall Pete that fucking hovercraft boy's life? Shit. You can float on air. It lifts 200 pounds. They'll never hear a sound when you sneak up on their boy's life lies. The skies turn dark, but you still have time for plans and photos. Send $4.95. Free inventor's calendar. It's fun. It's free with the order. Low cost, easy to build. You can't be killed. You won't be destroyed. Your life will improve. One day, you'll find your groove. Am I right, Pete? Are you still out there swinging, Pete? Dodging them scorpions and those motherfucking gators? You still alive out there, Pete? Or do you live with Uncle Clive in hell? Does that ring a bell? Pete, we're going to hell. Pete. In late 29 time, let me drink a little coffee because this is my Danifesto. If I don't get it right, I won't get my compound, and I won't get my busty lady serving me fruit, so I'm gonna drink some coffee and you can shut the fuck up. In late 2019, I had a tingler latched to my back, if you are aware of those old films. Vincent Price, Black and White, Always Nice. Yes, in late 2019, I had a tingler latched to my back, sinking its bug teeth into my spine. It whispered things like, fuck, shit is about to get real. And dude, the Lord's church will be driven underground soon. And all of this in the rearview mirror, as the cosmic race brings us closer to a photo finish. And British underwear models grab their feline spices and leave grease marks on the crescent metal sofa where their third world guilt banged them last night. Like that. And it's fucking annoying, but you know, sorry, it's just like that. It reminds me of when I was a kid at the barber shop with my dad. In addition to slightly out-of-date popular mechanics and popular science and maybe a Playboy, you know, underneath the seat cushion, there was always that one ragged copy of Boy's Life on the table at the barber shop whilst you awaited your trim. You'd flip through and see articles about boys fishing for trout and starting fires by themselves, you know, using some type of ancient technique, and the story of a young hero type bullshit. Some bear was chasing some goddamn kid, some fucking Holden Caulfield type down the dungeon pit of life's little tragedies. But the boy stood up and made a spear and tossed that wretched thing in the bear's ear. That boy's life was saved. Boy's life was like that and more. Like Reader's Digest for 10-year-old kids. If you stayed long enough, looking at those brownish-yellow papers, that low-quality ink on pulp, you might happen upon an article promising something fucking amazing. Come on, Gen X was raised on Tang and Apollo-style body orgies. We expected the best, and our disappointments mount, brother. We have that Jetsons fantasy. Weren't we supposed to be on Mars already? But back then, we'd look at that beautiful thing and send it the reflection of our true American can-do selves. But that's the grift. That some kid during the stagflation heydays of the 1970s might cobble together enough trash and lawn-mowing coinage to build some functional fucking hovercraft that requires nothing but a fucking vacuum cleaner. Because that's what they were selling, buddy, a hovercraft fucking miracle. Looking at that space vehicle, you can imagine being General Patton, storming the beaches, fighting them Nazis in your hovercraft dream. You might pick up Farrah Fawcett and hang out at the whiskey bar listening to the Eagles play happy sunshine Saturday music bullshit. With that hovercraft, the kids would stop making fun of you, your dad might stop yelling at you, the world might stop calling you fat, stupid, and a loser. Cause remember, it lifted 200 pounds and I don't know, I was a pudgy kid. If you had that fucking hovercraft, though, you had to have it. But instead, I dined on disappointment. I think about the waning days of 2019. And out of that misty memory, I conjure that demon from my youth. That impossible force, that summertime dream, that some wise scheme could bring into existence. The summer doesn't end, friend, is what that hovercraft fantasy said to me. But summers, all summers must end. And we drift deeper into the darkness, Scrumbo, brothers and sisters. I tell you, we are the Scrumbo. We are the limbo. We are the ones cleaning up after the baggage handler white lightning parties. We mix diesel and broken glass and old ass with our sawdust and metal shavings. We're ready to guzzle it down without a frown so that the whole town bejeweled and in gowns might come out that night and make it a happening. What a sight it would be in their dresses not making messes if that hovercraft lie didn't die. The hovercraft liars are the scourge. They morphed and started selling iPhones or reverse mortgages. You know what I mean? They're still out there. Grifting and sifting through the landfill of these intemperate masses, finding goblets and glasses of tired old wine and Orson Welles' ghost marking the way to peace. Will this madness ever cease? They've changed in the lawyers and boyas, glaring at that sticky alley fort life. Taco people wrapped in tarps, sleeping with roaches and rats and earwigs, laying eggs in their ears and laying siege to their inhibitions. I flourished before the time of lies, when the French fries arrived and Ronald gave everyone a happy meal. We were donuts and cake. We had an easy bake oven and sold crank to the spiders at the Harley Davidson store. Kennels filled with waifish bar maidens fed that lust prison and kept us from higher understanding. We were trapped and unfree. The hovercraft, that fucking boy's life hovercraft, was a shackle and a hassle. And the end of our youthful bliss, a shackle and a hassle. And the end to it all. 2020 arrived with bluster and brave fear. 2020 arrived, and I was sure glad we still had beer. 2020 arrived, and some of us died, and we don't think too much about such and such. every crazed nurse ape on Twitter back then was advising you to make your way to the hospital respirator. Thank you, Twitter nurse. I still know who you are. For the necessary care and feeding of your magic monkey herpes or virus or pandemic or fear. And you'd look at the nurses as they danced in G-string style panties and rubbed their brave hero monctus upon your forehead, blessing you. You special you with warp speed love and bump stock bustiness. The mind fuck didn't end though, no matter what you pretend or avoid. They keep tossing bullshit. But we know, my fellows, my brothers, my scrumblies and sisters, we know as hang glider madmen that this is still the play. The intermission is nearly over. The final act is going to be really fucking real. You've tested the waters and found the sea is a roiling mess of carcass getaways and sailors lost and alone. You are making changes in your life to become encrusted and trusted. Various reef wardens have marked you. Your time to shine is soon. When the Fury cast is met by a skull dragon and the sky bleeds yellow, a fellow with a hearty laugh and a golden staff will arrive. He sells musket balls and catcalls and German cars and martini bars. You will meet that looming fate and great will be the scream as you meme and dance. An Orange King has come to play, and the Sandcastle Queens will go away for today. For today, this day, is the day you turn up the volume on your life and get rid of the strife, baby. Starts today, okay? Boblimtok is almost ripe, and those cavern slugs you've been running from cannot hurt you any longer. Your fists are raw but filled with fight. Your eyes are consumed by the red lust of vengeance. You know what's up, and you'll take the fight to them, the jackapes, the Derg Butchers, and Farmer Ted. The whole gang of framed mantlejacks can be yours for six easy payments of just $15.99. Kind of feeling like that hovercraft love again, ain't ya? Ominous. Ominous in the May, more coffee. This is sacred coffee, by the way. Every time I drink a coffee, it's now sacred, and you have to send me $5.95 if you hear this. That's if you want people to love you. In May of 2025, Boblimtok, following the first full month of J.D. Vance's presidency, a great object glowing and special will be seen in the sky. In April 2025, President Trump dies of a stroke. J.D. Vance takes over and starts doing shit you'd expect him to do. Maybe we get World War III, no matter which chunk of human waste is tossed at the wall. Maybe there's an ugly monster coming. Boblimtok was only ever gonna last about 5 years, right? Then I eat crow. It all comes to an end. Boblimtok does. The 5 years does. In May 2025, at that moment, we enter Grinkentime. Grinkentime will be a merciless pain flood. The deluge of old will take hold in new forms. You'll be covered in mold. Humans, so called, will devolve into mongrel hoarders and old style weasel knights. The best among us will be taken swiftly by the first great herald as skies turn brown, then orange, then black, then red. Many such horses and portended things can be felt as the Pope talks about beach blanket bingo and your grandmas tell you stories of salty boomer style five ways in Frisco back in 1972. Duke Minkler, the tulip stallion, will take hold of what's left of California by the year 2033. Scoop gals with torn dresses and jagged smiles will carry knives about Sunset Boulevard, and horny McChesty types will run in fear from those rage-driven morblies from Quadrant 83 Bravo. Scourge forces and shock armies will surround your plans, and nothing you expected will manifest. And why? Because you're still living in 2019, Scrumbo. You need to envision yourself in Grinkin' Time. Skag fishing will be our fuel endeavor. Hunting coyote elk and jungle beaver will fill our days, as drinking and merrymaking fill our nights. We toss that rancid place into the great vortex, the past, 2019. We cast out remorse, regret, and sullen obsessions about pointless desires. You want to go back? Stop it. 2019 is so fucking over. All your grievances and plans, all your dollar faith and rule of law homage, all the respect the institutionalized used to get and is now gone, all of it, leave it behind, puddle flower. Leave your pain with the blistering sun and that dead horse named Juvis and go. Stop bringing up that what might have happened. Stop bringing up what might have happened. It didn't, so what? To be a lord of Boblimpdoc, you must transcend the ancient ways and embrace the new melodies. Songs played today resonate with the third eye and the green crystal. Pirate spirits will chase you and try to take you away. But if you can let go of 2019 thinking, you can get on with Boblimpdoc style loving. And there's not a lot of time left, baby. And that's a real nice, moist, warm love. This time of Boblimpdoc fits well if you can commit to it. Say goodbye to your hovercraft childhood. Say hello to your meat pirate future. We will get past the scrubbly. We will become Grinkin' folk. And remember some old-time wisdom from our friend Dr. Freckles. As Dr. Freckles once said, Boblimpdoc has made Helter Skelter seem like Woodstock. Boblimpdoc has made Helter Skelter seem like Woodstock. History has become unstuck. Cheerio, Grinkin' folk of the future. Good morning. Fuck you. I love you. Good morning. Fuck you. I love you.